T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr. Leather mouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr.
Hi everyone, welcome to Elisa Starr's Thought of the Day. Today's Thought of the Day is about some DV that happened near me. So trigger warning, this is going to be about DV. So we're going to do the snarky card of the day right now instead of at the end of the episode. Thought of the Day is brought to you by Snarky Cards, brutally honest greeting cards. You can get 25% off all Snarky Cards today at snarkycards.etsy.com. Coupon code is THOUGHTS, because this is my thoughts. I mean, it should really have just been Thought of the Day, but I do that thing where you're staring at the word and you're thinking about it so much that it doesn't feel like a real word anymore, so I panicked. THOUGHTS for 20% off all snarky cards today. Today's snarky card of the day is, dear you, you're super fucking lovable. Sincerely, everyone. Get this snarky card and more at snarkycards.etsy.com. The coupon code, again, THOUGHTS. Okay, here's the thing that happened last month. So I was cleaning the cat box on the porch. Across the street, I could hear a person being beaten. It didn't sound like a beating. It sounded like someone using a whip. And after each whip, you could hear screams for help. The scream sounded like the kind of keening you do when someone you love has died. I stood there listening, trying to decide what to do. I've known people who have been beaten on before. If a cop shows up, they make it worse. Cops throw their own beatings in. They arrest everyone in the room without trying to figure out what happened. Oftentimes, an abuser claims to be a victim and it just gets confusing. So the cops don't try to wade through it. Or they do nothing except leave a card / make a call to social services. And social services can also send you to jail for being in an abusive relationship. They can fuck with your life. So cops were not one of my options. There are 1,000 people on my block. And we could all fucking hear. People pass by and I watch them ignore the whipping and the screams. But I just stood there like, what the fuck? Just staring at the apartment complex. There are hundreds of apartments across the street from me. I was just trying to figure out which apartment it was coming from, but there was no way to know. I got really mad. I used my low, angry voice. Stop beating him! We can all hear you. The whole block can hear you. Nobody deserves that. Stop! I yelled. I know you know this. I'm loud as fuck. So I know they could hear me. Everyone could hear me. Everyone on the sidewalk kept walking. Nobody looked up at me or the screams. Nobody stopped. The whipping paused, and I started rinsing out the litter box. Then it started again. We can still hear you. Stop it. or I'll come over there and let you beat on me. That is not a convincing threat, I know, I yelled. I know it sounds like a dumb thing to just yell that you're not yelling something convincing, but I think I just need to make a joke for my sake in the middle of it, or even acknowledge that I didn't know what to do. So it was quiet, and then I stood there, and because I was standing on my porch with my hands on my hips, everyone probably could, anybody looking out a window could tell who I was and what I was doing. So I wondered if somebody was getting ready to shoot me or their partner. And I mean, the thought of getting shot didn't scare me. It just made me curious about what was going to happen next. And I was too mad to stop anyway. I was done with the litter box by now, but I stood there on the porch making sure that they stopped for good. They started up again. I screamed again. Stop beating them. It makes you look like an asshole. I can yell all day. We can hear you. This is fucked up. Okay, it was quiet again. I waited for a gunshot again. The argument continued between whoever was hurting whoever. But there was no more whips, no more please. I was still on the porch making sure that I didn't have to yell again. I let them fight. People fight. Then the pleas for help and the belt started again. God, I hope it was a belt. You think you're so strong? This doesn't make you strong. It's weak. Beating on someone crying for help makes you weak. And then the block was silent for good. Americans are too lazy to bother killing each other with knives or pillows. Guns are just the American way. So a minute after the screaming had passed and I hadn't heard shots or been shot, I assumed the victim and I would live past this. I didn't hear any more screaming or whipping, and I haven't since then. But I have obsessed over whether I hurt or helped over and over and over. I asked my friends. At night, I was like, hurt, help, hurt, help, hurt, help, hurt, help. I mean, the cries I heard were so primal. I wouldn't know what kind of a person they belong to. Old, young, any kind of racial accent, sex, gender, whatever, anything. I had no clue. And like I said, there are hundreds of apartments in that building. And even if I could find the victim / perpetrator, like, what would I say? I yelled at you. Did it help? I mean, that's not even a reasonable... So I realized that wanting to know the ending was about me, not helping other people. I have to just let it fucking go and be okay with the thing I did. Without reassurance, because it wasn't about me. So if you've ever been attacked, I want you to know that you didn't deserve it either. You're lovable, and love doesn't mean being beaten up or psychologically hurt. You deserve safety. People should be nice to you, and you should laugh every day. You should be treated like someone of value. I want you to think of yourself as worthwhile. You deserve good things because you're super fucking lovable.
Elise the star, blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elise the star, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elise the star, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elise the star, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your friend.
T-Mobile T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.